Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you and praise you and worship you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. You're a mighty Lord. Thank you for this wonderful book we call the Holy Bible, the Operator's Manual for Life. The owner's manual that shows us everything we're supposed to do, shows us if we do certain things, what you will do. And Father, I thank you for this magnificent book. Now, Lord, bless the word as it goes out. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Now then, we've been talking about the tongue and the power of the tongue, and that's what this series is all about, and how to get things from the Lord by doing what he says. But it takes holiness. There's some things that you need to learn right off the bat. It takes studying to become like Jesus. If you don't believe that's available, then, you know, you absolutely might as well really get in the Word and start studying, because the Lord says in his Word that no person is above his master, but everyone that becomes like our master shall do the same things he did. And that's in Luke 6:40. But anyway, it's 39 and 40. But anyway, it takes time to develop faith to operate in these wonderful, magnificent principles of God. So don't let anyone put you under condemnation for going to a doctor or having an operation. In other words, operate on your own level of faith, but don't stay on that level forever. Continue in God's Word until you develop faith in the healing power of God's Word. Now then, when you're young in faith, I mean, there's a lot of people that go to church that begin to get a hold of these principles that will try to operate in faith, and they die. You didn't have faith. If you had of, you would have overcome it. But, I mean, if you had something come upon you, a sickness or a disease, and if you're trying to stand on the Word and you die, you missed it. Now, either that or you've committed a sin unto death. The Word of God says there is a sin unto death. So, and he says, all sin is unrighteousness. Now, in 1 John 5. So, you know, if you haven't read 1 John chapter 5, you ought to read it. In fact, just 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John is some very, very awesome chapters in the Word of God to read. If you read it and believe it, it'll change your life forever. Just those three little simple books of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. But it definitely takes time to develop faith to operate in these wonderful principles where you can walk in divine health. It took me many years of studying the Word of God. But if you're not there, then don't hesitate. If you can't get it done, go to a doctor. But don't die. You know, don't let the devil do that to you. You know, make sure you know the Word. Now, God's Word is a wonderful creative power source. Now, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Think about that. Confessing the Word of God can also change your world. It can change an image of sickness into an image of healing and health. Now, operating in these principles is not easy. This is where so many people miss it. It takes discipline and commitment. And sometimes extra effort will be determined or demanded if you come from a religious background that does not teach divine healing. Now, if you happen to be a Baptist, a Methodist, a Catholic, so many of the denominations out there today that do not teach that Jesus heals anymore. I mean, the Church of Christ, there's so many of them that absolutely has taught the men in the seminaries, and they're teaching it when they do even talk about it. They say that this magnificent power of God went away with the apostles. Well, let me tell you, folks, that's not true. In the last 10 or 20 years, I've walked in such a wonderful place with God. I've seen him do hundreds and thousands. I've seen him do hundreds of miracles and thousands of healings. I mean, of every kind imaginable. But operating in these wonderful principles is not easy. It most definitely takes discipline and commitment, you know, and I mean, lots of times there will be extra effort that will be demanded from you so that you can walk in this place. Now, and because you'll see there in Matthew chapter 13:58, it says, and Jesus did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Now, that's written in the Bible a couple of places, where Jesus could not that he would not, but it says in Acts that he could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. Now, if Jesus could not, but here in Matthew 13:58, it says, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So if people are steeped in unbelief of the promises of God, you're not going to see a faith God do very much in the area of the supernatural for you. You've got to believe his word, and you need to repent of your unbelief. Now, making the word of God of none effect through your traditions, which you have delivered, and many such like things, do you? And that's what happens to many people, because they've been taught wrong, and they have a tradition that they say that God doesn't heal anymore, or he doesn't do miracles anymore. But that's not true. Because in Mark 7:13, it says that you make the word of God of none effect through your traditions. Now, I was raised up in a Baptist church, Southern Baptist church, most of my life. The first 65 years of my life, I was in a Southern Baptist church. I was raised in one, and we never saw God do miracles or healings in the Baptist church until I learned to walk in it. Now, the last 20 years of my life in the Baptist church, I didn't see hardly anything happen in church. Now, out of my Sunday school class, we saw some wonderful things happen, but we didn't see anything happen in the church. Most people, as a rule, do not believe these mighty principles of God's word. So, we just didn't see God do any wonderful things. But I saw him do wonderful things for people as I prayed for people and went out and ministered to people in homes, but it didn't happen in the church building. But it did happen out there because I was walking in faith and I believed God's word. So you see, God's not a respecter of persons. He'll do the same thing for you that he done for me. I just believed his word. Now, it's not good enough to just read these confessions. Many people will say, well, I know by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. But it's not good enough just to read these confessions. I encourage you to confess the word of God audibly over your body many times a day. Now, it's like taking medicine. You know, if you had a serious illness and the doctor said, here, you take this in the morning and at noon and at 6 o'clock in the afternoon for 3 weeks, it will heal you. You would go home and you would take the medicine. Well, the word of God is the best medicine I've ever found. The word of God will absolutely heal you, and so I encourage you to confess the word of God audibly over your body many times a day. Now, confess it with authority. Don't just, you know, come and say, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. No, don't do it like that. Say, the word of God says in Isaiah 53:5, that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. So if I'm healed, I am, praise God. And then go over to Matthew 8:17 and 1 Peter 2:24 and confess those mighty promises with authority. It is not necessary for you to make those confessions before other people. For the words you speak are for your benefit, for your body. Your body will hear and it will respond to your confession. You can get this done at home. Just you, if you've got a mate, your spouse, husband or wife, whichever way it is, but have them agree with you. And I hope you have a mate that would agree with you over the word of God. But just confess God's own words back to him. God's word will not return unto him void. It will bring forth great results. So the word of God says in Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereas I sent it. So, as his word, as you quote the word of God, it will bring forth great results. Now, don't give up. Get in the word. You've got to have the word. You've got to know the word. You got to confess the word. You got to believe the word. Just confessing the word, it doesn't work. Just confessing the word. You got to confess it with authority, and you got to believe it. You got to know that the word of God is for you, and that it's true, and his promises are yes and amen to you every time. When you get a hold of that, then you can speak the word of God with power and authority. I mean power and authority. And when you speak it, you can talk to your body. You can speak to your body. You can command your body to line up with the word of God. You can command your body to stop eating so much where it's slammed down. You can command your metabolism to speed up to burn excess calories. You can command your body to get up off that couch and stop watching that television and get out there and exercise. You can command your body to go to bed at night and say, I'm going to sleep good and the Lord is my strength and He promises His saints blessed sleep and I'm going to wake up early in the morning and I'm going to be on fire to go and do things for the kingdom of God. Now then, you can have what you say with your mouth if you believe it with your heart, because Jesus made that promise to you in Mark 11:23. Now then, He has given you and me as His children unlimited power. All we got to do is get in the Word and believe it. Now then, doctors may have told you that there is no hope for you medically, but you can always find supernatural hope from God's Word. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He sent His Word and healed them. Now, in Psalm 107, verse 20, it doesn't make any difference what a doctor tells you. Many people I've come up to in my life, doctors have told them there is no hope. Now then, I think about a brown recluse spider. Some of you know what a brown recluse spider is, and they're very, very deadly spider. Well, I got bit with one of those a while back on my arm, and of course I have some pictures in my office about other people that have got bitten with these things and what it done to them, and it just does terrible, terrible, awful things to their skin. But when you walk in faith, you can take scriptures like Mark chapter 16, verse 18, where it says, no deadly poison shall hurt you, and you can stand on that promise. And when you stand on that promise by faith and speak to your body and speak to that devil, speak to that poison, command it to leave you and command your body to be healed in the name of Jesus. When you do it in faith, I saw my body completely healed in just 1 week's time without a single mark or scar from a brown recluse spider bite, without going to a single doctor or taking one single bit of medication. I'm telling you, the Word of God works when you believe it. The promises of God. Jesus said in Mark 16:18, no deadly poison shall hurt you. And He meant that. But you got to make it work for you. Praise the Lord. Now then, we've come to the end of another session. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid anywhere in the world. Or if you can go to our website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And you can go TLSM.org. You can pull up our website, and there you can order these things or you can listen to them there online. And everything is free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.